First of all, welcome to everybody and thanks for coming. I have a couple of announcements to make at the start. We're going to adjourn. It says here that we're adjourning to our next regular meeting at 4 p.m. on April 17th, but the City Council meeting yesterday, we actually rescheduled that meeting to the evening at 7 p.m. So we're going to, the next regular meeting, and I'll announce this at the end of the meeting as well, the next regular meeting of the Public Safety Committee is going to be on April 17th at 7 p.m., probably in the room behind us here. There's a room that you can get to from out through the courtyard. Secondly, the I guess we'll, before I say anything else, let's take a roll call and call ourselves to order. So I'll just note for the record that all three of the committee members are present. Ryan Coonerty, Ed Porter, and myself, the chair of the Public Safety Committee. I think most of you already know this. We're all members of the Santa Cruz City Council, and we've been appointed by the council as members of a subcommittee to deal with public safety issues. This special meeting was called to address concerns that grew out of a do-it-yourself parade on New Year's Eve and the events leading up to that parade, particularly undercover operation carried out by the Santa Cruz Police Department. And the agenda that's been set out divides things into a number of different topics, but in fact, there's really only one topic on this evening's agenda, and that's the way we're going to treat the, and I apologize for any confusion that the agenda itself leads to. Basically, what we want to do is I'll make some brief comments at the outset, then we want to take input from the public about anything that people would like to tell us. Judging by the size of the crowd, I'm going to say that we should have 3 minutes for each person to speak. And after comments are made, we'll bring this back. I will note for the record as well that the police chief, Howard Scarry, is present. Bob Aronson, the city's independent police auditor, is present. John Barisoni from the city attorney, I just saw him, but there he is here as well as a number of other city employees. This is somewhat tongue in cheek, but I'm going to apologize for the lack of entertainment value tonight. This would be more fun if there was absolute disagreement about things and people were at each other's throats over this, but I'll make the following observation, which of course you'll have a chance to respond to if you disagree with me, but I would make the observation that at this point there's a fair amount of, maybe not 100%, but a fair amount of agreement about the events that took place leading up to the New Year's Eve and on New Year's Eve. There's not, as best I can tell, a huge amount of dispute about what happened. There may be huge dispute about whether it should have happened and what policy should be developed to respond to the situation, but the facts of what happened that evening I don't think are in large dispute. Secondly, I don't think there's a huge dispute among any parties that what happened was not the best, the way the police responded to the situation was not the best way to respond to it, and that there might have been there certainly would be a better way to respond than the undercover operation that was carried out. And third, I think there's pretty widespread agreement that we need a policy in the city. The police department needs a policy to address these kinds of issues in the future so we don't repeat the mistakes, in effect, that were made that night. So, as I said, it would be a much more exciting meeting if basically people disagreed about some of these fundamental things. We could fight over the facts, or people got up and there was going to be huge disagreement about whether we should or shouldn't have a policy at all, or even some of the outlines of what might be in it. Having said that, I'm sure there will be disagreements both tonight and probably in the end about exactly what the policy should be, how it should be worded, how it should be, you know, affected, and so forth. And it wouldn't be Santa Cruz if we didn't have at least some disagreement about things like that. It's unlikely that we march in lockstep on any of these kinds of issues. So, and to give people, I think it's sometimes difficult to comment. I mean, people certainly are free to comment on any aspect of this you like. There's no constraints. You know, I want to hope people will be civil with each other and let people speak without interrupting them and so forth. But I don't want to constrain anybody's comments, but it might be helpful if I say something about where I think we're likely to go after this evening, although I cannot guarantee that that's what will happen. I'm speaking for myself in this regard. We don't have a written policy to present this evening. We don't have the outlines of what that might be. Right now, the city has The police chief has issued a policy that's currently in place for the police department, which is a huge improvement over having no policy, which was our current previous situation. And we are now one of the few cities, actually, in California and perhaps the country that even has a policy about undercover operations. The next issue for us, I think, you can disagree with me, feel free to do so, but I don't think that our time is best spent at this point going back and completely trying to rehash the details of what went on, although you're certainly welcome to talk about that if you would like. I don't think the city council is going to spend a lot of time in further investigation into the facts that led up to the evening or the evening itself. I think we're more interested in the question of what the policy will be in the future, what the city's policy will be about these issues. I'm hoping that the committee will end up recommending that to the city manager, and by the way, it should be clear, our city charter does not allow us to direct city employees to do things other than the city manager. So we can't tell the police chief, go do this or go do that. It's against the charter of the city of Santa Cruz. What we can do is direct the city manager to do certain kinds of things. And we, of course, we can criticize the outcomes of these things and suggest different things happen and so forth. So what I'm going to recommend, and I hope that the committee would join me in this, we'll find out at the end, and we may hear the testimony may change our mind about this, is that we would direct the city manager to meet with the police chief, with the city attorney, with Mr. Aronson, the city's independent auditor, and Mark Schlossberg, the police practices attorney for the Northern California American Civil Liberties Union, to work on how to develop, improve the policy that the police chief already had created, and try and address the concerns that are raised this evening by you, as well as explicitly the concerns that Mr. Schlossberg raised in the letter that he's already sent to us, where he raised, I think, five major points about things he felt were somewhat inadequate in the current policy that the police chief had approved. So that's where I'm hoping we go with this. As I said, that's not the stuff of exciting conflict and so forth, but that's where I'm hoping we go from this to actually do something productive. Again, you could disagree with me and say we should do something different. So having said that, let me ask if my two colleagues have anything other introductory remarks they would like to make before we open this up to public comment.
I don't. I'm ready to hear public comment.
Ed, is there anything you'd like to say before we get started? Okay, then we're going to open this up to the public. We have a timer.
I've spent the past week trying to summarize that for people, and if a page would have done, I would have written a page and not 35. Hopefully, and I would urge everyone to actually read the report. I've had people complain it's too long. It's probably one of the shortest reports I've ever written, so attorneys are wordy. The essence of it is that, from my perspective, on the one hand, I think particularly in hindsight, the department should have spent more time considering the alternatives and weighing the decision. I think the department didn't recognize at the time the gravity of the issue. And the second thing, and I get in trouble every time I say it, but I'm going to still say it, the law is not crystal clear in this area. I think it is clear enough that it is possible to offer a concrete opinion. I am persuaded, based on my review of the law and the facts, that in this instance, the police department violated the civil rights of the organizers of the parade. I do not believe that it was done intentionally. In fact, I would go further and say I don't believe there's any evidence to suggest that it was done intentionally. Did that work for everyone? Did I miss something? I tried. Thank you.
Okay. As I said, we'll open this up. When you begin speaking, the light will turn green. When you have 30 seconds left, it'll turn orange or amber. And then when it turns red, we'd like you to finish the sentence that you're on and wrap up your comments. So please come forward. The only limitation here is that it should be something related to this event that we're addressing rather than other kinds of topics. Feel free to come up and share your thoughts. And please show respect for all the speakers. Thank you.